Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The man chosen to save American radio from its horrible future.
He didn't invent radio. He just perfected it.
Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mayne.
Parental discretion is advised.
The godfather of sports radio.
It is a final.
Here is Tony Bruno.
Tony Bruno.
The only safe contactless show. Wait a minute, I don't think this is going to work, eh? Is this going to work?
What is that, a CPAP machine?
This is my Dr. Fauci approved full face mask, all the way down under my neck and all the way up over my eyes.
Now, what's the thing on your head?
That's a snorkel.
Thing.
That's where I breathe in.
Oh, is that right?
That's the breathing apparatus.
Okay.
That's what scuba means. Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
Nice.
So, Dr. Fauci, if you're watching, thank you. Luckily, I had this way before the Rona, Harry. Mm. Should I take this off now?
You can do whatever you want. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I don't tell people to not wear masks. I don't tell people to wear masks. Just do me the same courtesy. That's
now,
all I ask.
Ryan, tall guy.
Yeah, what is that?
He's wearing Tony's old mask that he had.
That's my regular snorkel mask when I go to the Caribbean. And then I got this one because when you have a beard or a mustache, you know, sometimes those regular masks, water gets up in there and, you know, you're diving and you're trying to impress chicks.
Right.
And you're snorkeling with all the fishes and you're swimming with the fishes.
And your little boy shorts.
You got the boy shorts on. You're in the Caribbean. So we brought out the masks today because apparently Dr. Fauci now says we have to wear masks, Harry.
Oh, is that right?
Well, not masks. We have to cover our eyes, allegedly.
Well, that's
goggles.
What a mask is, a goggle.
Well,
goggles
just
now.
Just to make, you know, make it clear.
Goggles are the big thing now, Harry. Mm. Okay. I only have enough goggles for two people.
When is the space suit going to be a requirement? Is that coming like two weeks before the election?
I got Elon Musk working on it right now.
Is that right?
Out there and actually at the Reno facility where they make all the batteries for the Teslas, as you know, Harry.
Okay.
But anyway, we're underway. It is a thirsty Thursday, Harry, and I am thirsty as hell. And we are joined now by the latest member. So now we got a bad situation here on the couch, Harry.
Yes, we
do. And it's all this New Jersey invasion.
I know. And it's not even just, South Jersey. You're from South Jersey.
Yeah, South Jersey by Cherry
Hill.
This
is a really confused young man is to me.
Well, first of all, we got Rothstein, who's from Margate, where I have a big problem with Margate.
You do.
I got a big problem.
You got a legal issue, right?
I may have to sue the entire city of Margate and shut it down.
Good.
I may take the entire city down with me. I may take Lucy down. I may have to go out and march on Lucy, the elephant in Margate, New Jersey.
Don't you dare take Lucy down, Tom. Wow.
No, I won't take her down. It'll be a peaceful protest in Margate. We'll go over to Ventura's Greenhouse, and we'll get a couple of takeout beers, and then we'll march across to Lucy. And unless they take care of me and do the right thing, I will absolutely never leave Lucy and not allow anybody in or out of the famous landmark in Margate, New Jersey.
I've never been there.
You haven't been to Lucy, Harry?
No, I have not. I've never been to Margate.
You've never been to Margate, Harry?
Nope. You haven't lived.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I
mean, add it to the list, folks. No Walmart.
But he knows where Avalon is, but he doesn't know where Margate is.
Just go right by Margate and go right down to Avalon.
Avalon's Villanova South. That's what I call
it. Call it whatever you want.
Yeah.
Just call it.
Exactly.
Anyway, I don't want to rip Avalon. I mean, I don't want to rip Margate.
I didn't rip it. I just said I wasn't there.
No, I'm ripping it.
Oh, you're ripping
it. I'm ripping it.
But you're not ripping the people and the city that because you love Margate.
Exactly.
It's just that something happened.
This is a developing situation.
They have an issue with you.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Well, no.
And they're messing with the wrong guy if they think they're going to mess with me, Harry. And I know they're listening down there on Sirius XM 211. I told them to.
Mm-hmm.
I want everybody in Margate to stop what they're doing. Well, it's Thursday, so people don't go down to Lamar, so they're not paying attention anyway. Yeah. Anyway, let's get it underway. We got a lot of stuff, Harry. We've got, you know who's going to join us later on the show? We haven't heard from him in a long time. the great Mitch Williams. We just brought his name up the other day when we had Joe Carter on. Mm-hmm. Mitch is the guy that gave up the home run in 93. Right. And Mitch was a pretty good baseball analyst. He was on the MLB Network. He was doing local. Now he's in Texas. So he moved out of the area just like everybody else seems to be wanting to do. Everybody wants to move to Texas now.
Well,
you notice
funny,
that?
Funny people move to Texas and Florida because there's no state income tax.
Exactly right, because they're
no
smart,
dummies,
too.
Right. Yeah.
Damn right.
I think he's from there.
He probably is. You know, we'll ask him when he comes
up. But it's really exciting because he started his own podcast now called Unleashed with Mitch Williams.
Nice.
Or Unsheathed. He should have gone Unsheathed. Unleashed is too easy, Harry. Unsheathed is a much better word.
No, actually, he's from California.
Originally? He's a California
dude?
Yeah,
Santa Ana. He was born in
Santa Ana. That's where the winds come blowing in,
right,
as you know,
right,
Harry.
Right.
A lot of other things blow out there, too. They had an earthquake.
Apparently in L.A., right?
In the San Fernando Valley.
Man.
4.2. I used to sleep through those things.
Yeah, 4.2 is nothing.
And you got all these celebrities in L.A. now on Twitter. Oh, my God, I can feel the earthquake. No kidding. They happen every day. And 4.2 is not even enough to knock the cocaine off your glass countertop. Not even to mess up. Your bong won't even fall off the shelf with a 4.2, Harry.
No. You have to have at least like a 5.7 or 6.2.
Damn right, man.
And you speak from experience.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to ask. How
I used to feel, people would call me when I was living in L.A., you know, we'd have like a 3.2, and I would barely feel it.
That's
you know,
like a tremor.
Yeah. And I get, oh, my God, my family would call, oh, my God, there's an earthquake in L.A. I said,
Are you okay?
It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
We register 4.2s when you rant.
Exactly
right.
Exactly.
Come on.
Yeah.
I remember being on the air, though, in Philadelphia a couple of years ago.
We had an earthquake here.
Yeah, this is probably 8-9 years ago now, and I was doing an afternoon shift, and there was an epicenter. The epicenter of this earthquake was in, like, northeastern Virginia.
I thought it was in Margate.
No, and you felt it. All they came right up through Philadelphia, and literally the whole studio started to shake, and
Dude.
Me and the co-host, Dan Schwartzman, are looking at each other like, what the heck just happened?
Are you sure that wasn't another radio host just throwing something
at somebody
and it caused the studio to shake?
No, he wasn't in yet.
That's what happens when you don't get it back to the Eagles.
Exactly right, Harry. Yes. I think we have tape. No, I don't get to do that. But anyway, we have bad baseball news. And I condemn the city of Miami. Not the city. Just like I'm not condemning the city of Margate.
Right.
I condemn Miami. And the Miami Marlins will be the absolute poster franchise for destroying baseball. You can talk about testing and everything else, and baseball didn't do it right. But guess what? There's only one team that has had this kind of an outbreak, and that is the Miami Marlins. We don't know whether they got it in Atlanta or they got it in Miami, but they brought it to Philly. And now not only have the Phillies not been able to play a game since their last game against the Marlins on Sunday, and even though the Phillies staff has been tested, all the players have been tested consecutive days, the latest test results that came in this morning, Harry, show that there is one coach and one attendant in the home team locker room clubhouse at Citizens Bank Park. Therefore, not only did the Phillies earlier announce that they're closing the facility, then they later announced that that weekend series against the Toronto Blue Jays, which was supposed to be the return of baseball in Philly, is canceled as well.
Right.
So with the Phillies and the Marlins now both not being able to play a game until at least Monday of next week, that means the Phillies and the Marlins are the only two teams in baseball that if they do play again next Monday will have missed 8 games. 8 games. Other teams have missed games, but nobody's missed 8 except the Marlins and the Phillies, Harry.
No, this looks like 7.
Is it 7?
It's 7 games. Yeah, because they've missed 4 against the Yankees.
Right.
And then it would be 3 against the Blue Jays, the weekend series.
So there was an off day then. Because remember, they were supposed to play Monday.
That's a whole week of baseball.
So 5
days. That's 7 days.
Monday through Friday is 5 games, right?
Monday through Sunday is 7 games. That's what they've missed.
No, because they're supposed to play a 3-game series.
They were going to play a doubleheader with a day because of the day off. They had 3 against the Blue Jays, 4 against the Yankees. That's 7 games in 7 days.
Okay.
Yeah, Monday through Sunday. Couch guy? Yankee fan?
But I thought they missed 5 games Monday through Friday. Did the off day wasn't an off day. The off day was supposed to. The Blue Jays were supposed to be here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Correct. And the Yankees were supposed to be here Monday through Thursday.
No. It was two here, two in New York.
Correct. They're supposed to play the Yankees.
Who's on first?
Exactly. Yeah,
the bottom line is the Marlins and the Phillies are missing an entire week of baseball.
Yes.
And the question now remains, how do they make it up?
They've missed over 10% of the season.
Exactly. And that now, you know, we just think, oh, they're going to start playing again. Oh, the weekend series, they'll play a doubleheader on Saturday.
Right.
And then, boom, now that's gone. And that word came from the manager of the Toronto Blue Jays.
Montoya.
Yes, Charlie Montoya, not Tony Montana. He's still got the Tommy gun waiting for you down. He should be in Miami waiting for the Marlins to come back.
Yes, he should.
If we ever needed Tony Montana.
Right.
Now more than ever.
Yeah.
Now more than ever with the Tommy gun over the railing. As the Marlins come back to Miami, I'm joking. I'm not encouraging. First of all, there is no Tony Montana.
Right. It's a fictional character.
Exactly.
Doesn't mean there can't be a statue of him.
There should be a statue.
Come yeah, that's now. True. I mean, we all got right. Rocky.
Exactly right. And who had more impact on the world, Tony Montana or Sylvester Stallone? Come on. Put it on the poll. Put it up on the poll today. No, I'm kidding. So anyway, we welcome our new intern today, Cal Cullinan, right? Not the Cullinan
man.
Yes,
sir.
Now, Cal, you're from Jersey.
Uh-huh.
What's up with all these Jersey people in my house?
Well,
Governor Murphy's going to send over the state police.
Yeah.
It's a planned invasion of the couch. That was the plan the whole time. Me and Colin been in on it for a while. But, you know, I'm a Yankees Jersey guy, too, so I really am just spicing
it up. Oh, wait a minute. I hate to do it to him already.
Yeah, I got
to
give him one, too, because when I met him today, he reached out his hand to shake my hand.
That was a bad instinct of mine.
I'm like, bro, you know? Like,
no, I shake everybody's hands.
No,
I don't care.
No, I'm hugging. No.
I'm kissing. I'm bro-hugging.
I haven't been shaking hands in years.
I look for a reason not to touch people. I'm making out with random chicks. I'm putting my tongue down random chicks' throats. That's how unafraid I am, Harry.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not afraid.
I just don't want to be near anybody.
But we do have the fabulous agave hand sanitizer
We're running low on that.
We need to
get another bottle. That thing's lasted like 2 months.
Where did it go?
Who's got the damn hand sanitizer?
Oh, Cal took it already. Come on, Cal.
So Cal, by the way, he's from Burlington County. So he goes to Penn State,
mm-hmm.
which we won't hold against him.
I won't hold that against him.
And then he's also a Yankee fan.
Knicks.
A Knicks fan.
Sorry about that.
People in New York aren't Knicks fans anymore.
The fact that he's a Knicks fan, he's a young guy, and he's in college.
Yeah.
Knicks haven't won since 1973, so he wasn't even born.
I haven't seen him win anything my entire existence, I think. Not even like when Melo was playing, I was too young. I was like 10.
Not since Latrell Sprewell.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't even know what to say.
The best Nick I've seen play is probably Jeremy Lin for that 1 week.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so we got two confused fans here as our two interns. The great couch guy. We've got nice trim today.
Couch guy got a buzz today.
Yes, he did.
You see this, man.
Not a good beer buzz early in the morning.
Right.
That would be when the sun comes up over Santa Monica Boulevard, and you have to be in L.A., at least in Santa Monica or Venice adjacent for that.
I think now with all the Yankees fans on the couch, we should just rename this the Short Porch.
Right field.
Just right field.
Okay.
How about the confused couch guys?
Yeah.
They don't know who to root for. He's got his Yankee shirt on today. Garrett Cole last night.
Yeah,
it's
man.
The
mowing those.
Well, the last I saw him, he was leaving here disgusted because he had the Oakland A's. And the Colorado Rockies
have now won four
straight. And they beat those A's, so that was another loss for Couch Guy.
Couch Guy's been taking it on the chin the past couple days.
Exactly right.
But, you know what I mean?
Tony told you not to bet baseball.
I told you.
He tried to warn you.
But and if you bet baseball, you bet the underdog. You're not going to win laying ridiculous numbers on favorites.
No, it wasn't a crazy number, but you know who's excited? He's jolly today. Our own Ryan Rothstein. In the car today, I see him put up a live stream. I'm like, dude, this guy's going like 65 miles an hour. And he's going 80 miles an hour ranting and raving about the NBA return.
Yeah, and I actually jumped into his feed and I said, dude, keep your eye on the road.
Exactly right, Tony.
And pay attention.
Is that like People's Exhibit A for the Department of Transportation when they come at you?
Yes. Dude. I was looking on the road, man.
So speaking of Cal, we know we are introducing Cal, and we know that within the next day – he will probably have a nickname, and we are allowing the Twitch stream to figure it out because the Twitch stream named Couch Guy. They named Ryan
Tall Bald Guy or something.
Yeah, that's not official.
It's not.
You're hoping.
That has not been.
It's not official.
Yeah, okay.
Only the couch gets the nicknames.
I thought you were actually average bald guy.
Average tall, bald guy.
Oh, that's right. Average tall, bald guy. That's it. Right.
Not average white. Not average white tall bald guy.
No.
That would be too many initials. Yes, that would be racist.
Not average white band.
Yeah. Love the average white band.
You got to pick up the pieces. AWTB.
Yeah. They changed their name though. They got the white
over. They
got
to get rid of.
They're just average now.
I think they're just AWB.
Which is a great root beer. Mm-hmm. No, that's A&W root beer because it has that frosty malt taste.
Here's one that's way. Steel Curtain on Twitch says, counterweight couch guy.
Counterweight.
So basically, we have two guys who buy paraphernalia from all the different teams, and they keep places like New Era and Lids. In business.
Yep. They have their VIP Models card.
Rally House, all those places. They're MVPs in those places.
And Snipes, the used to be, what was the name of that place? It's now Snipes, all these car, these sneaker stores. They were something else, and then this other company
Foot Action, Foot Locker.
Foot Locker. They had a different name. And Snipes bought them out.
Snipers. But it's NBA day, Tone.
Yes, it is,
Harry. We need to celebrate.
We got two games. We got action.
I've been waiting since April 6th when we started this show for NBA day.
Now, does your countdown clock have it up to the minute?
Yes.
Okay, so today is the day. The NBA, two games tonight, Harry. 141 days later, we will have NBA action, yo.
Plus, we need the NBA on NBC theme song all day.
I got it. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Relax. And, of course, I will have to rip the NBA because they are still an absolute smoke and mirrors, lying, China butt-licking organization. And I'll give kudos to ESPN, but I'll tell you why that story was released and what's going on if you want to hear the real story. So you stick around for that. Whole bunch coming up. Mark Boyle will join us from Indiana. Indiana loves me, Harry, but I can't go back there. He's the voice of the Pacers. They'll be doing Sixers action tomorrow night, right? Friday night.
Saturday night.
Yep.
Only two games tonight, though.
Correct.
And we'll focus on those. We got hockey. We got a lot of stuff. Sports is back, Harry, until it's not back. And another writer says, just end the season now. So stick around. We're just getting started. It is a Thirsty Thursday. It's July 30th already.
The Tony Bruno Show.
So we found out that white bros in the bubble are doing the beer shotgunning. J.J. Redick and some guy named...
Myers Leonard.
I thought that was an electronics store in Indiana. Go to Myers Leonard today and get yourself a brand new 75-inch plasma.
50% off on VCRs.
Harry, it's Myers Leonard. His prices are insane.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays.
Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft. And the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
There are those who stand forever ready. Ready to defend the nation. Ready to fight for what matters, no matter what. Do you have what it takes? Find out at GoArmy.com/warriors.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I Am Pissed Off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least. Plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
This is about more than work. It's about growing a community. Every day, across the country, the highly skilled, highly trained members of the IBEW are committed to doing the job right, doing the job safe, and doing the job on time. Because while we might be experts in our field, we're also your friends and neighbors. IBEW, the power professionals in your neighborhood.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Are you listening to the Tony Bruno and Harry May Show Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern? You can catch it right here on Dan Patrick Radio, SiriusXM 211, and on the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
It is a Thursday. When does it feel like a Friday? Does it feel like Friday to you, Harry?
It certainly does, Tony. No
Why
doubt.
Is that? Why
I don't
is
know.
That? Does it mean we're going to have cocktails today and tomorrow?
Hey, I usually do, so you won't be interrupting my flow.
We're going to go to Indiana here in a second, Harry. You remember that song? You don't remember that song.
What's
Indiana
that?
Indiana wants me, but I can't go back there?
No.
Let's see if Joe C, you remember that one? It was a big top 40 hit back in the 70s. I
remember Back Home in Indiana, which they sing before the Indy 500.
Yeah, no, not that one. This was a top 40 tune back in the day on Casey's Countdown. Indiana wants me, but I can't go back there. I'm trying to remember the artist now. It wasn't R.B. Greaves. He said he did Take a Letter, Maria, address it to my wife.
This is R. Dean Taylor.
R. Dean Taylor. I knew it was an R. So R. Dean Taylor, Indiana wants me, but I can't go back there.
I don't know that one.
I think
did you have
only
that
boss
on?
Jocks know that one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Did you have that on 45?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It looks like it came on red vinyl, one pressing of it.
Yes. Victor Oladipo said that, but then he said, I'll go to the bubble anyway.
Yeah.
And we're going to go to Indiana here in a second if we can get a hold of Mark Boyle, who's the longtime voice of your Pacers, Harry. Now, have you been to Indiana? Have you been to that? To me, one of my favorite arenas in the NBA is the one in Indiana where the Pacers play.
Well, yeah.
They built it like an old-school barn.
Well, I haven't been to the arena, but I've been to Lucas Oil Field.
Yes. That's the football stadium.
Yeah. But and that is immense.
Oh, absolutely.
That place is – I was there for the Final Four.
Yep.
So seeing a basketball game in there, man, that place – that was the Duke-Butler final.
Exactly right, Harry.
Yeah.
That's great Final Four knowledge right there. I lost track of all the Final Fours I've
gone
to.
I know.
But they're all in massive – the last one was at the Meadowlands Arena, the last one that they played in an indoor –
Well, that was with Marcus Camby. UMass was in that.
Exactly right.
And then
from that moment on, one shining moment later, they've gone to gigantic football stadiums so they can put 50,000 people in there instead of 20,000.
But Naptown, Indianapolis, is a great city to hold an event.
Like, absolutely.
Whether it be the Final Four, the Combine, bowl game, whatever it is, it's a great spot.
Were those that Butler Duke Final Four, that was with when Nolan Smith played for Duke and like Gordon Hayward was on
Gordon
Butler?
Gordon Hayward missed a shot from about half
court
that would have, I think, would have won the game.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah,
and
it was
close.
That was a good game.
It was,
that was a really good shot, too. Yeah.
I love Indiana. I mean, you talk about a basketball mecca.
We
talk about Philly being a lot of great college. You got the Big Five here and a lot of these other schools.
Mm-hmm.
And there's great college basketball cities all over the country, Harry. But Indiana, you feel basketball when you go there.
No question.
You know, and you go into the gyms. I haven't been to Butler's gym, but I've been to I was at the old Market Square Arena, and then, of course, the barn that they built. And the great thing about it is they built it to look like an old-school Hoosiers kind of facility, even though it's a modern-day basketball arena. So we're trying to hook up with – and, yes, John Calipari coached that UMass team, as you well remember.
That's right.
However, there was no back room. Oh, that was Rick Pitino. I'm thinking of getting the Italian guys confused, going into the back room to have a little calamad and, you know, a little scungili at the same time. Late at night after the crowd leaves.
What exactly is scungili?
Scungili is conch.
Conch shell. Okay.
But it's the actual conch, which is a gigantic snail.
Right.
So it sounds better. Scungili. And then they cut it up.
And they put a little olive oil in
there. Yeah, you slap it up, you flip it, you rub it down. And then you don't
even know it's a snail.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
You go to get conch fritters. You go down to Florida, you go to the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. Conch fritters are the big thing, and they just chop
fry
it up.
Them.
Yeah, they deep fry it. And you bread it. You can bread and fry anything, Harry.
Sure.
Texas knows that better than anybody. They deep fry everything. Yes,
we have Mark Boyle on the phone. We efforted the Zoom, and for whatever reason,
did he lose his internet in Naptown as well, like everybody seems to be doing this week?
I think that's what happened, yep.
Let's go to the voice of your Indiana Pacers, the great Mark Boyle, who joins us. Mark, how are you, man?
I'm well, Tony. How are you?
Not as good as you, man. I don't know. Are you doing well? Now, you're not going to be able to go to the bubble, so you're going to have to be doing – will you be doing radio calls? Those are allowed or no?
Yeah, we're doing them from our studio, or one of our studios in the field house downtown, so – as far as I know, every team is doing both radio and television.
But in the television feeds, obviously, most of them will be on national TV. TNT, for example, has both games tonight and the restart. And so you now know the full schedule. And the big question is, you got the Sixers on Saturday night, but the big question is the big man, Domantas Sabonis, he's not going to play, right?
He's not going to play for sure in the first X number of games. I don't know what X is, but certainly not Saturday. Almost certainly not Monday or Tuesday. Beyond that, it's up in the air. He left the team about a week ago and went out to see a doctor in Los Angeles that he dealt with before. He has plantar fasciitis and hasn't really been able to do much of anything. So we know for sure that he'll miss the first few, but beyond that, nobody seems to know.
Well, one thing's for sure, though, that Victor Oladipo is good to go, right? Because I know there's been some questions about him throughout this season and really for quite some time as far as injuries go.
That's not for sure. I spoke to Nate McMillan this morning in Orlando, and he said they would decide that when they needed to. Mm. And that's the way they've been operating with him. It's a day-to-day thing. So far, he's been able to play every day. He participated in all three scrimmages. So unless there's a setback, I would expect him to play. But Nate said this morning the team is not committed yet. They're going to make that decision when they need to.
Mark Boyle, the voice of the Indiana Pacers. You know, we were talking just before you came on, Mark, about what a great basketball city and what a great basketball state Indiana is. And I've been fortunate enough to be there a whole bunch of times, going back to Market Square Arena. And now you mentioned the building that they have. And I remember being there for the finals in 2000 with the Lakers and Pacers. What a great series that was. But now what's the mood in Indiana? In Indianapolis, specifically, about the Pacers going into this reboot of the season and playoff hopes?
On a general level, I think, Tony, it's fair to say that everybody's excited. It's been over 4 months since the last game. And this has been a team that has captivated fans here because they played all but 13 games without Oladipo, and they're still 13 games over 500. I don't think anybody here is under the illusion that they're a championship contender, although if they had all of their guys healthy, I think they could do some damage. They're just excited that basketball's starting up again, and I think they're curious to see how the Pacers will fare in this really rather unusual circumstance.
Yeah, the thing to me that makes this team so dangerous, and they'll be playing the Sixers this weekend, is the fact that, yeah, Oladipo gets a lot of the attention as far as name recognition, but they spread the ball around so well. They got seven guys averaging double figures, and two other players are averaging 8 and 9 points per game. So they can score from all over the court.
They've been really good even without Oladipo. In fact, with him, they're 7 and 6, and without him, they're 12 games over 500. So they have been better without him than with him, which is not to suggest they're better off without him. You know how numbers sometimes don't tell the story. But there has been an adjustment period because not only has he been out for the better part of a year plus, but they didn't restructure their team this past offseason. They kept their key guys. But almost half of the team is comprised of new guys, and some of those guys are in the rotation. And so it's been a learning process for all concerned. They're excited about where they're headed, but all of this might not really come to fruition until next season when everybody should be healthy. For now, they're trying to do the best they can. I don't know how well they'll do because we don't know for sure who's going to be available. But based on what we've seen over the past with this group, I'm sure they'll be at least competitive.
Mark Boyle, the voice of the Indiana Pacers. And, Mark, I'm sure you've done games without being at the facility. Most people that I know have from a monitor. How much harder is it? Because you're going to have, are you going to have multiple views on a monitor, or are you just going to see what the fans at home see from the TV feed?
We have multiple monitors, four different monitors, and there will be something different on each monitor. So we will have different ways to look at the court. It can be done. And like you said, most guys who have been around as long as I have done it, at least on a limited basis. It's not as easy, but it can be done. The real problem with not being at the facility is not calling the game itself, although that is a challenge. It's the way that the environment and the fans kind of contribute to your energy as a broadcaster. It's a missed opportunity in terms of being able to network with players, coaches, writers, broadcasters before the game, where you can pick up a lot of useful information. So all of that is gone. As far as actually calling the game, though, it is different. It is more challenging. But let's face it, you know, it does take skill. But this isn't exactly brain surgery, so I'm pretty sure we could pull it off without too much trouble.
Hey, Mark, what do you think about this matchup right to start things out with the Sixers? Obviously, the two teams neck and neck in the standings. Pretty important game. Sixers appear to be making some adjustments with their lineup, with Shake Milton handling the point, moving Ben Simmons down to the four. What are your thoughts on this first game?
Well, it is an interesting matchup. It's not as important as it would be if there were actual home court advantage at stake, because when we get to the playoffs, everyone's still going to be playing in those three facilities in Orlando. So home court really doesn't exist, which to a degree I think negates the importance of the matchup, although not necessarily. There are things to be played for in terms of who you'll play in the first round.
Right.
And the Pacers have won two of the three games so far, so this would be a tiebreaker clinch for them if they can win on Saturday. And I think if you went around the league and asked people who do this for a living or watch it on a regular basis, you would find this consensus. The Sixers are probably the one wild card X factor team. It tells you how talented they are that they're 13 games over 500, and generally speaking, they've been considered underachievers. They're really good and really talented. If Embiid is healthy, and if moving Simmons to the four and getting another guard onto the floor and maybe getting a little bit better productivity in terms of having more shooting out there, if that turns the corner for them, then they're a real dangerous team. I don't see them being the equal of Milwaukee necessarily, but if they have their act together, they would be capable of giving Milwaukee a run. Maybe Boston could, maybe Toronto could. I put the Sixers in that class too if they have their act together. And although this doesn't come into play in this eight-game run, I would be really curious to delve into this a little bit further, because it speaks to me on some level of dysfunction. But I'm not there, so I don't know. I don't understand how you can have such a great home record and such an atrocious road record when you have people and players that good. That tells you something. I don't know exactly what it is, but maybe it explains why they're not doing as well as we thought they might.
Yeah, Sixers are 29-2 at home.
Yeah, it's incredible. So, I mean, really, that goes out the window because nobody's home in the bubble.
Right.
And so what do you see?
So, you know, to some degree, this might work to their advantage, although nobody – I don't think sees being in the bubble as an advantage, but they don't have to go on the road, where by their standards, generally teams that can go 29-2 at home are winning at minimum half their road games.
Right.
But coming into this restart, they'd lost 10 of their last 11 road games, which to me is inexplicable.
Well, if they lose the first game, they can say, you know, we're just not used to playing on the road in an empty building in a bubble. And then Joel Embiid will say, you know, my ankle is sore. And obviously Brett Brown here in Philly is a lot of people have been down on him the last couple of years. Obviously, his first couple of years here, he had none of the pieces. He was basically asked to just go out there and try to coach a team that
it's
nobody
like a G
knew.
League team. That
the ownership and the general manager wanted to lose and tank and the whole bit that we've been through. But the bottom line is the excuses are running out. I know Al Horford now, he's out there taking threes, and there's a lot of confusion about why he doesn't fit on the floor at the same time with Embiid. But there's no doubt that if the Sixers underperform, I think Brett Brown's got to be on the hot seat.
Well, I don't really know the dynamic there, and I don't know what management thinks of him. I think he does a decent job myself, but who am I to say? I'm not there every day. And if they are underachieving, then it's not just one reason. It's got to be on the players and the coach, I would guess. But I think he's generally well thought of around the league, but in a league where coaches are fired with some regularity, although less so than in some of the other sports, if you don't win, especially when you have a roster that talented, at the very least there's going to be speculation, I would assume.
Yeah, and I'm not a coach killer. I haven't been calling for a scalp. The fan, you know how fans are. One bad game, and it's like, oh, the coach, run this guy out.
Yeah, one bad game, one bad possession.
No, Paul, you're right about that. See, you have been to Philly, Mark. You know how the fans are. Like when Embiid just stands outside and starts shooting threes, and people say, get in the damn paint. You know, that's what you expect because, you know, I'm an older guy. You're an older guy. We grew up in the era when big guys dominated the glass and the paint. Now everybody wants to shoot threes no matter how big you are.
You know what reminds me, going back not that many years, when the big guys first started shooting threes, and I'm not going back to the days, but in the more recent era, when the Pacers would play the Hawks, every time Josh Smith would take that ball at the arc and start heaving up threes, the bench would be rejoicing. Not their bench. Our bench. this guy was a really talented player, but for whatever reason, now Embiid doesn't go out there like Josh Smith used to,
no.
But still, why he ever shoots a three is beyond me.
Exactly right. Well, Mark, we're all happy to be back. The gamblers are happy. Everybody wants to know that. What is the line on that game? Do you know, Harry? I know the lines for tonight's game, and I know you got interesting two games tonight, Mark. When you look at the Pelicans, obviously are 3-point favorites, despite the Jazz having a better record, and then the Lakers and Clippers, and as those two teams have played three times, the Lakers have only won one of three, and so we know that they match up pretty well, and the Lakers are 4.5-point favorites. We're not really doing a gambling
5.5.
Is it 5.5 now?
Yeah.
And so obviously the Lakers are favored, and the Pelicans are going to be favored tonight, and you look at the West, I mean, and that's a big log jam down there from Memphis all the way up to Sacramento and the Pelicans. You know, there's so many teams within 3.5 games behind the 8 seed over there. That's really where the big fight's going to be, because the Eastern Conference, let's be honest, the bottom feeders in the Eastern Conference aren't projected to make much noise. In fact, most of them don't even want to be there, it seems.
Right.
Yeah, I would think the West. Well, the West has been the more interesting conference for quite a while now, and that's not to say that the East hasn't had its moments. They have won championships. But more good teams are in the West, the same as it's been for the last, I don't even know, a long time. Hey, you mentioned gamblers being glad. I shouldn't have been surprised to see this, but I was. You know, there's an over-under on how many players will take a knee during the anthem?
I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
I'm sure there is. What is the over-under? Now, is that on individual teams or the entire league?
No, there was an over-under for each game, and I think one of them was either 3.5 or 4.5. I don't remember what they were. I was just startled to see it, and then I realized, wait a minute. Why are you startled to see that? You can bet on anything now.
Exactly. And there are people – we got two guys here. They've been betting on ping pong in Russia. You know, and I'm not a big gambling guy, but people have been desperate. They're betting on the
– Ukrainian table tennis. Ukrainian table tennis.
KBO, everything they could bet on. They were betting on the turtle races at bars in Santa Monica, California. Oh,
well,
man.
You can bet on anything, and those are just some examples.
Exactly.
Hey, Mark, can you give us some insight or anything on this apparent feud between Pacers assistant coach Dan Burke and Joel Embiid? I'm reading quotes here from Burke, who's saying, I hate that team, in an interview. He's saying, I really wanted to win that game. I think Embiid gets away with a bunch of crap the league ignores, and it would have been a good one to just walk away from with a win. So apparently there's a little animosity between some one of the coaches in Joel.
Wow.
That's interesting, and that's the first I've heard of it. I've known Dan Burke for, he's been with the Pacers for 23 years as an assistant coach, and I'm sure that he holds some sort of a record in that as an assistant coach, he has survived, he came with Bird, and then he worked for Isaiah Thomas mm-hmm. and Jim O'Brien and Frank Vogel. And Nate. So he survived 5 coaching changes. That just doesn't happen.
Wow.
And he's very well thought of. He's an extremely good assistant coach. He knows what he's talking about. The players here revere him.
So if there's a bench clearing like we saw in baseball the other night with the Dodgers and Astros, will they socially distance if words are exchanged between Embiid and your assistant coach?
Well, I can tell you this. Dan is a very bright guy, and if the bench is clear, there's no way he's going after Embiid.
Exactly right. Exactly. Yep, smart man.
Absolutely. Good stuff. Hey, Mark. Appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much for coming on. We're ready. We're all excited. We're all excited, Mark. The basketball is back. I'm sure you are, too.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you speak for all of us. We're all excited about it. And so far, so good with the bubble and the containment and all of that. And I think with each passing day, we become even a little bit more confident and excited. So we're all looking forward to it. And I appreciate the invitation. I enjoyed the conversation. Thanks.
Wait, hey, Ryan Rothstein, our producer, has
boom,
a question.
Boom, baby.
Yeah,
he
so
got
it's
boom,
not.
Boom, baby. He got it.
Is that,
yeah, there we go. I was going to set it up a little bit. Yeah, but we had some audio.
How many home babies he got it will you have? It? What's the over-under on that on the first
exactly.
game?
Exactly.
Well, we won't actually have any because those are the trademark of my color guy, Slick Leonard, and he's 88
great.
Years old.
Yes.
And so he won't be joining us. We'll have him on at halftime, pregame, and the postgame, but we didn't think it was a good idea to bring him downtown. Our arena's under construction. He's in that danger zone at 88 years old, so he'll be participating, but sadly the Boom Babies will be at.
Oh man, everybody loves Slick Leonard. I mean, he's one of the legends of the game in broadcasting. Yep. And on the floor. Hey Mark, good stuff.
Wait, let me give you one quick Slick story. You mentioned Brett Brown being on the hot seat. I know we're talking about coaches, and Slick won 3 ABA championships, and this is perhaps my all-time favorite Slick is when I was new, he was teaching me about the league. And I asked him how important the coach was, and he told me the coach is important. But really, you can't win without players. So players are more important than the coach. Or as he told me that day, I ain't never yet seen a jockey carry a horse across the finish line.
Exactly right.
That's great.
That's why he's the greatest. Hey, Mark, again, thank you very much. And give me one more Boom Baby. Come on, one more over there now.
Here we go.
Well, I feel as though I'm plagiarizing. That's my guy.
No, we have it. We have him recorded. We have all the Slick Leonard Boom Babies and all
boom,
of us.
Boom, baby. He got it.
There it
I
is.
I love that.
It's phenomenal.
There you go.
Phenomenal. Now, you don't even all try. Right. Can you do it since he's not going to be there? You got to at least do
like,
one or
as
two.
As an homage.
As an homage to Slick.
I,
yeah.
I can do it. It's not really all that challenging. Who can't say Boom Baby? But it's out of respect. It's out of respect. You know, I just can't. I can't go there. That's his thing.
All right.
It'd be like,
right.
It would be like trying to steal his wife. I wouldn't do that.
Oh, Mark, again, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate the time.
Anytime, guys. Thanks.
There he is, Mark Boyle. Some Indiana wants me, but I can't go back there. We're going to have to play that later on. R. Dean Taylor doing a medley of his hit. I don't believe he had any other songs.
Never heard of
it. You never heard that song?
No, never heard of him. I might have heard the song if I hear it, but the title doesn't ring a bell.
It's an outrage.
Yeah, that arena that they play in that you love so much is now called Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
Yes. Not Bankers Club.
That would be a lot more exciting.
That's a top shelf arena, not Bankers Club.
Right.
It's certainly not top shelf.
Bankers Aaron. Club is Nick Cale's house.
Beautiful, man. We're coming right back. 215-462-TONY is the number. 215-462-8669. And the Strapper line is always available 24-7, 856-818-4045. You call, leave a message, and we'll get back to you after the beep. And we may play it on the air if it's funny or good or even stupid. So stick around for that.
The Tony Bruno Show.
Our good friend Adam Schefter zooming with us, Harry. Adam, now what about the first couple of games of the regular season? I mean, with no preseason games, they're not even allowed to scrimmage with other teams. How ugly will the first couple of games of the regular season become?
I think the brand of football that you're used to seeing will be a notch below what we've seen in other years. I think it usually opens the season that way, but what are you going to do? We all love the sport so much that it's, believe me, it's okay. But I think this year it could be the product even more diminished than it's been in previous opening years. But again, what I would say to that is that's the time we're living in. And as long as we have the games, they can play whatever diminished product they want. I don't really care. Listen, I just hope we have football for the season. You know, we'll be happy to see a diversion, a form of entertainment on Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays. And by the way, if there's no college football, who knows? Maybe Fridays and Saturdays too.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays.
Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Hurt at work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to injuredworkers.com from Malamut & Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need injuredworkers.com. Get the help you need from injuredworkers.com. Go to injuredworkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211, and with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
So we're having fun with our new intern, Cal, busting his chops about Penn State. And Scrapper Pie, I believe, he was talking about what if he was in one of the initiation fraternities. Franchises, yeah. Or fraternities up there. TKE, baby!
Now, Luigi Curto, 22, checking in, saying that couch just became a love seat.
Oh! They're sharing a mic, isn't that nice?
They are.
But they're not holding it around one another, you know, like when you do the thing. When you have a couple and then they share the glass and the guy puts the glass around his arm and then goes to her and, you know, all those other stupid things.
Never done that. But did he get his temperature taken? And
he
has
did.
He gone
I
through
did,
all the
indeed.
Protocol?
He
yes,
did.
He has.
He I
took the hand sanitizer.
He self-quarantined before we would even allow him in
Is that
the bunker.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the wine cellar.
Before he was allowed down to get his first meeting with yours truly, he had to pass the protocol.
Nice.
Well, we were going to cancel the show. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Until next Monday.
Well, right.
I was going to be like the Marlins to come in and just screw up the whole show.
Exactly right, man.
But if that did happen, you would have texted me, right?
Oh, absolutely. Now, you know, one of our great Twitch followers, Mr. Wilson there, RDPMT Wilson
Red
says,
parent?
Bring in the Tony Bruno Show couch girls.
What up?
Yeah, we should have couch. I mean, when you go to the club, Harry, there's always couches in the champagne room, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, it's been a long time. You know, the
what,
COVID,
about a week or two?
No, the COVID shut that down, man.
I thought you meant for you.
I mean.
Aren't there still clubs open?
Not that I know
the
of.
Magic, so Magic when City. Magic City was only serving wings with no girls in the house?
No, I don't know. That's a different governor down there,
yeah.
Bro. I mean, we live in a Gestapo up here.
Dude.
You know?
We got. You know, let's go to. I'm sorry. You have
no, but I mean Zion Williamson tonight is
a game time
decision. Tone. Now, you think he's going to play? You think he'll start?
I don't think he's going to start because I heard him say earlier that you know you just don't show up. He came back into the bubble. He's cleared to play.
Right.
And again, he said it's not just something you can just step on the floor and get it back. Again.
He was away for 12 days.
I know.
Yeah.
And so maybe he does. Maybe he does a Willis Reed and comes in at halftime, stumbles in off the floor, and comes out at the locker room at halftime, and his team's down a couple of points,
right,
and he needs to get the win and cover the number because they're chasing Memphis, you know, with a bunch of other teams. You got to, you realize how you got the Pelicans are tied with Sacramento and Portland, and they're both 3.5 behind Memphis.
Right.
So as we've been joking about Sacramento and the players they've lost, and it's about all about the Pelicans are going to have to go out there and earn it.
Well, they got
some work. And Zion's going to have to play. Because they're, you know, I can't believe they're 3-point favorites without Zion even being announced as a starter.
Oh, I mean, Zion's basically a lock to play. He's listed as a game time decision, but I would be absolutely shocked.
Yeah,
if
I think he's
going to
play. Do you think he starts?
Yeah, I think he starts.
Okay.
Opening night of the NBA, they have him listed as the opening game. The NBA is going to roll him out there whether the Pelicans want to or not.
Pelicans have, you know, Jazz, then the Clippers, and then Memphis.
I know.
That's going to be a big game.
I'm telling you, that Western Conference battle for the last spot is going to be the most interesting one because everybody else up above. I mean, the Lakers, what, the Clippers are 5.5 behind them. You know, are the Clippers going to overtake the Lakers for the top seed?
No.
Of course, the Clippers aren't.
I don't even think they care to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what
they don't have to.
Yeah, right.
Well, Mark Boyle brought up some interesting points. There's going to be a handful of teams that don't care about these games,
yes,
like the Clippers, the Pacers, for the Pelicans.
No, I don't
think.
I think the Pacers
tonight care. Not really. Though.
I mean, no. As far as placement, you're right.
Yes.
It does. It's not going to matter because they're definitely in.
They're in. These are just like shake the rust off games.
Exactly.
Well, yeah,
right.
Unless there's a matchup in the first round that you really want to avoid.
Want to lose some more games than they win because the matchups in the postseason.
Now, right, is Lou Will going to be available to play tonight? Or
what
is
I'm seeing is no. I'm seeing no. But again, all of these coaches and organizations are liars.
Yes.
You know, they're not going to tell you. They're going to say, well, Lou Williams, you know, he hasn't cleared yet, or Zion hasn't practiced. And everybody knows these guys are going to play, especially when you need these games. Mm-hmm. The Pelicans need this game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think they need practically, you know, they got to win like probably six of these eight to have a chance, right?
They have to go 6-2 unless Memphis and Sacramento just completely bleep
the
bed.
They play Sacramento twice.
But that's breaking news.
Yeah.
From the Twitch stream, this is breaking news. Too much damn NBA talk.
Oh, is that right?
You are absolutely
right. That
was
way too much sports. My bad.
John from Abington. I agree.
What would John from Abington prefer we talk about?
I think he wants to get it back to the Eagles.
What does AJ and Cincy have to say about
Let's
it?
Go to AJ
Let's
and
go
Cincinnati.
To AJ.
We're all, by the way, the Reds, all of a sudden, that sleeper team looks like, now we know why they look like a sleeper team.
They are asleep.
What the hell's going on with the big red machine, the Cincinnati Deadlegs, AJ?
That's the bullpen left off where they were last year, not looking good. Hey, Sonny Gray, hey, got both of our wins so far. He's looking really good. Bauer and Castillo looked good in their first starts. It's just that not enough offensive support. I hope, you know, they can, you know, string together now a couple wins in a row with Sonny Gray's last night, despite the fact the bullpen almost gave it up, despite, you know, the Reds got out to a huge lead.
By the way, DP 1971, Lou Will is still scrubbing off the glitter before they will find out whether he can play tonight.
The glitter and wing sauce.
I'll tell you, the glitter is a problem.
It really is.
You know how hard it is
to get the glitter strip, the stripper glitter off of you when you go out?
No, but I'm saying you come home and you're like, where were you? Oh, I went out with so-and-so. We stopped by the local bar. And then you got
all this
glitter
stuff
on your clothes.
I normally wear it out first so I don't have any questions asked later.
Well, that's a smart move.
Yeah, I put the glitter on myself.
That's a shrewd move.
Exactly right, Harry.
What do you mean? This is mine.
It's my Friday night attire.
Men everywhere taking notes.
Exactly right. Guys, bring your own glitter. Just say, hey, you know, does this look good? Does this look good right here in my right underneath my ears? I'll pretend it's a mask. How about if I put it right under here so Dr. Fauci will think it's some sort of a protective covering? I got glitter all over my face, hon. I want to go out tonight. And this is, I believe Dr. Fauci just said today on another TV station that this is good. Mm-hmm. Glitter will absolutely fight off the Rona.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, huh? Mm-hmm.
It reflects it away from you.
Good. Not Gary Glitter, of course, who did the great Rock and Roll Part 2.
Is he in jail?
I don't even know if he's still alive. Is Gary Glitter still alive?
Is he? Because I know he was in big trouble.
If he is alive, he's probably in jail.
He was in big trouble.
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
What did he do?
Underage situations.
He was kicked out of what? Was it Thailand or
something
like
country.
That?
Yeah, it was a country. He was thrown out, I think, right?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Gary Glitter, Robin. He did Rock and Roll Part 2, one of the greatest jock jams of all time.
Was there a Rock and Roll Part 1?
I don't think so.
Paul Francis Gadd. He is 76. He is alive.
Is he in the big house?
On February 27, 2015, he was sentenced to a total of 16 years in prison.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
He'll get out with glitter, though. I think he's providing glitter for the rest of the inmates. And then he plays rock and roll, and he goes,
he was found guilty of attempted rape, four counts of indecent assault, and one of having sex with a girl under the age of 13.
Wow.
Yeah, geez.
Screw Gary Glitter. Glitter.
Yeah. So less we bring up that guy.
I can't even play rock and roll part two anymore.
I'm just trying to.
Has that been banned from all sports arenas? Can you play that song now because this guy is a pedophile? A convicted pedophile? Is he serving time in a Thai jail?
I have no idea.
Or is he back in the States?
Maybe he was released because of the Rona. They've released a lot of inmates.
Not in Thailand, they don't. They don't play that stuff. It ain't like this country. Oh, I just blew up an entire building and I stole a bunch of stuff. That's okay. We'll let you out tomorrow.
He was deported back to the UK. So he actually served in Cambodia and Vietnam for a little while because they found him guilty. Then he was deported back to the UK, went back to jail there. Yep. So that's where he's serving the rest of his sentence.
Now, the topic wasn't about praising Gary Glitter. It was like
we were talking about glitter.
Yeah. Strip clubs. See, this show is
a stream of consciousness.
Exactly. Yeah. So when somebody says glitter in a strip club, Lou Will's getting it off before he can play.
Right.
You got to follow along here.
Right. It's like a rabbit hole.
It's like a puzzle. It's like I got the next piece. Let me put it in here. And then Gary Glitter was the first guy with glitter I can think of.
Right.
And then I said, and then you guys said, hey, isn't he in jail? Didn't he do something? I didn't realize. I don't remember the specifics.
And then immediately you go to Joe C for the. Yeah.
And Joe C.
Deep
pulls
knowledge.
It up, and boom, and then Robin pulls it up, and then we all learn.
And there's the show.
What do we learn this hour, Harry? Gary Glitter is a no-good, dirty, rotten bum, and how his song hasn't been canceled from every sports arena based on what he did as a crumb bum.
However, it could be that all the proceeds go to his victims, in which case it would be a good thing.
Do these arenas have to pay royalties when they play Rock and Roll Part 2?
Well, the thing is, we haven't had sports in so long, so now when we get back to sports, maybe they get back to playing that song, and then they'll...
Then we'll protest at any arena that plays that.
Yep.
We'll go out there and march. It's all about marching, Harry. I need the exercise anyway.
You do.
We're coming back. I need to get out.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.